Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Lisa, have you ever been nervous to go live?
All the time. Still, a little bit. I call it excited, not nervous. But yeah. You know what, Carrie? Yesterday, I did a poll on my Facebook page. I don't know if you saw it. I did a poll. I had over 200 comments.
Are you serious?
Literally that night. But I was asking, I love to do polls. I love to hear what my audience, what they're talking about, my friends, all the things. And I did a poll and I asked, would you rather speak on stage live in front of 5,000 people, or would you rather go live on video without a script, just to go live? Kind of like this.
Yes. Yeah.
And the majority, although I have a lot of friends that are in this world, but yes, the majority, even those, rather go on stage prepared than do live video.
Wow.
So I found that very interesting.
That's incredible.
Yes.
I go live on Facebook all the time without a script.
Yeah.
And I didn't like it at first. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was very nervous because I thought someone was, by the way, Cal is here from the UK. Look at that. Folks, go ahead, post where you're from. That would be fantastic. Deborah says, you rock. You rock, Lisa. So,
hey, Deborah.
You know, I'll tell you a few reasons why I used to be scared on live stream. And folks, what we're gonna be doing today is we're gonna be talking all about confidence. What is confidence? How you can gain confidence when you go live on video. And I will just tell you that the research shows that people watch video three times more than reading posts. So it's kind of this thing where if you have a message, at least a lot of these people have messages. In fact, go ahead, tell us, folks. I know Rochelle's got a book. Janine chatted with her all the way from California last night. We were talking about Fire Ring, our private mastermind. Super excited. But, you know, Ruth is here. Ruth's got a book about free. It's got the word free in the title. I know that because that's my secret name, free. But Lisa, I know that if people are saying, well, I'm just not going to do live video, or I'm just not going to go online, they're literally preventing themselves from millions of views.
Yeah.
Now, tell people that, because I think people hear that and they're like, what?
Yeah.
But what do you think? Do you think people today are engaging on live video, watching it? And do you have any stories?
Yeah, you know, I don't particularly like to go live either. I'm such a prepared personality. I mean, that's just me. But you have to kind of learn. I had to learn that it came from, I love that when I was reading a book by Jennifer Allwood and she said, you don't need confidence, you need courage. And it's like, yes, that is so true. Because whenever you feel nervous to do something or you don't want to do something and you're like, well, if I was more confident, I could do it. Well, no, confidence is a feeling. It's a feeling. You have to do something. So to get more confidence doing this type of thing, I had to do this type of thing. But people love, back to my poll, all my peeps, they love being on stage. I love 5,000 people, bring it on, all the things. But the thing of it is you can reach so many more people through the World Wide Web. You know, you can reach so many more people, because think of the people that have gone viral. You don't have to be discovered in Hollywood anymore or by the music industry. You can go viral and get discovered. So we've really taken that back, as far as now with our books, we can launch them virtually as opposed to having a launch party and having people over. So I think this is the direction that we're going in the world. And so we're going to have to learn to play, you know, to play ball here. It's just, you're going to have to learn it if that's what you want to do. So
Absolutely. I fully agree with that. I'll just share some of my limited thinking because, you know, people think you and I have things together all the time and we're learning. But I remember years ago, you've been at the Igniting Souls Fellowship. Mm-hmm. And we've been doing that thing now for 8 years.
Okay? Right.
Monthly. But it wasn't until maybe 3 years ago, Renee Vidor, our friend, author of the new book, Measuring Up.
Measuring Up.
Somebody tag her so that we can give a shout out. By the way, Doug's here. Doug's in Fire Ring. Life's, look at amazing people. We got Sandy here, all kinds of people. But I remember being limited in my thinking. And just so people realize, like, I was buying into scarcity. Because here was my fear. If I go live with the fellowship, Lisa, it takes away the desire for the Igniting Souls Conference. Because then people will think, you see what I'm saying? You see the scarcity right there? Then people will think, well, gee, why would I buy a conference ticket? Why would I go to Columbus, Ohio, when I can just tune in 12 times a year and go to the Igniting Souls Fellowship? Shame on me, Lisa, for thinking that. But I'm just telling you, like, we're all there. And I want people to realize, like, yes, I buy into scarcity. And I had to get my mind blown away. Renee challenged me.
Yeah.
We need to talk about what happened. Talk about what happened when we started to go live stream with the fellowship.
Yes. When you started going live, I was at some of the beginning fellowships when they were in the room and we'd go and I would look forward to it. But again, as a mom, I have 4 kids busy. It was really great when there was times that I couldn't get there that I could watch online. So I love that. But here's what happened. You were getting the people to come in Columbus, but what was great is that now I could invite my friends to watch who weren't in Columbus because I talked about it and what I was doing and things, but now to be able to tell my friend, you know, in Utah, oh my gosh, you've got to start watching. It's live and sharing it. So I think it really helped grow, you know, your, the way people saw you, that you were more attainable. You know what I mean? That whole connection.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And so I think, you know, why you've grown so much is just being online more and letting people know who you are. I know for me, I didn't go live because I have this, you know, this thing where I just don't want to look silly or all the things, you know, because I always thought that video had to be this perfect performance with all the things and the, you know, the backgrounds and all that. And then I realized that, you know, you taught me it's just about being who you are. And I thought, you know what? I've got to get rid of that perfection mentality that I've had. And I've got to really step into just being my authentic self. I teach people all the time how to speak and how to talk and how to do all that. I am not the best speaker. I am not the most eloquent. I am me. And so when you either like me or you don't. And that's what I had to realize.
That is so good.
He's all
that
the
is
people.
So good.
I can't be perfect. I'm not perfect. I say and like and oh my gosh, you guys. That's just who I am. And so, you know, take it or leave it. That's just who I am. And so you've helped me really kind of come into that and not try to be so professional perfect.
Yeah. But there's freedom in that. There's
you know,
and I'll tell people that's your biggest differentiation. You see, so many times people are like, oh, I wish I could be like that person, that person, that person, that person. And then they try to copy and emulate. And the reality is that's a very poor imitation of that other person.
Right.
And you lose your mojo, you lose your magic. Everybody here, Betty Slater. I mean, look at Betty. Betty
has person. I love Betty.
Hey. So Betty's in Fire Ring too. Renee is all these amazing people. But Betty went from saying, you know what? I'm going to try to be like someone else.
Right.
But check it out. She's an impersonator. So it would be amazing to chat with Betty on this topic. But Betty copies Rosa Parks' Betty style. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Betty copies Martin Luther King Jr.'s wife. I think it's, is it, somebody help me. Is it Coretta Scott King? I think so. But she does it her style. Talk to us about how that ties in with confidence. In other words, being yourself is actually the secret to confidence. Tell us more about that.
Well, like I said, confidence is a feeling. So if you're waiting to feel confidence, it's not going to happen. You're not going to just suddenly wake up one day and feel confident. It comes from doing. It comes from the ability to keep practicing and doing something over and over again. Carrie, do you know what, this was several years ago when I did my first live video. I'd never done live. And I had more views on the first live video of me going, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. Is anybody here?
I remember that one.
Yes.
I remember that one.
I had no idea what I was doing, but I had more views on that darn thing because people could relate. I'm sure it's like, what is she doing? I don't know what, you know, that type of thing. So it's just being relatable. And so yeah. I do this with people all the time when I used to work with the pageant world.
Yeah.
And I would tell people, this was really good. In the pageant world, when you're working with women, they have a tendency to want to emulate and be like the girl who won the year prior to them.
Interesting.
So
if people don't know, Lisa Mosier was Miss Ohio, was Mrs. International.
Right.
What else am I missing?
I competed in the Miss USA pageant when I was 24 years old.
Yeah.
Learned a ton about, I got kind of thrust into the public speaking world.
Yeah.
And then went back and competed for Mrs. Ohio and won Mrs. International.
So this is your background, meaning that you've been on the biggest stages, you've been stared at, looked at, like all those
asked
things.
Questions, had to answer on the spot.
And now tell us the point that
they emulate. So even people, I remember working with girls, even down to the year that I competed, I had in my gown, I had a scarf thing that I would drop. And the next year, the girls all had that. It's like, you're emulating what you think the judges want, right? But here's what I tell people all the time. The judges want the best version of you.
Mm.
So if you're going to put this persona on and be somebody that you're not, that's going to be a long year for you because you're going to be somebody.
If they win, that they're going to have to be fake for an entire year.
Correct. And that's exhausting.
Wow.
You know, for me, I love girl things. I will always like makeup and hair. I'm a hairstylist by trade, a hair and makeup artist. I love all that. That's who I am. But I will tell you, my friends will tell you that they know me very well. I am probably one of the most low maintenance friends you can have because I don't care that I'm like this all the time. It's like, whatever, let's go. But that's
so you
just,
like to dress up, but you're sure. But you'd rather be in t-shirts and yoga pants or whatever.
Yeah, or even something cute in yoga pants. Whatever. Right. But anyway, so when back to the women when I'm working with them is yeah. I'll tell them you have to be the best version of yourself. We'll just go to the pageant world. You could hold a pageant and you could have three different sets of judges. And they're all going to find something. You had three different winners. You might, you know what I mean? Because everybody has their vision of what they want. It's the same thing as when you go live. You're going to have people in that audience that don't like you or don't see in you what they need or want. And that's okay.
Yep.
You know, because you just have to stay true to who you are and your message. So whether I'm working with people for the stage of a pageantry, which is brutal and hardcore. We talked about that. You want to talk about being able to present your message quickly.
Yeah.
Do it on that stage. But also with other people just wanting to learn how to create a talk and be on a stage and deliver that message. You have to be able to do it authentically so that the audience will grab a hold of what you're saying and you'll connect with their heart. They'll connect with you. That's the most important thing. So it doesn't matter if you're umming or liking or, oh my gosh, or you're nervous. if you have that connection, it's
you're
going to be real. And you do that online as well. That's what we're going to teach in the engagement influence, is how do you connect virtually to people? Because that's so important.
Well, let's summarize some of this, because this is fantastic. By the way, Lori, thanks so much for sharing. Be a good friend to somebody. Share this, tag a friend that you believe in, and you say, you know what, they have a good message. They could be a little bit more confident. I think we all could.
Absolutely. But
just to drop some of your really good points. If you are liked, or if you win because you're copying someone else, you'll always have to keep up the performance. That was gold, folks.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That I could think about that for a whole month. Seriously. No, it's almost like we've seen people like that. We've seen musicians like that, where they have to put on this mask. They have to be, and then they're liked for that. So they get the kudos for that. And then they just have to keep the charade. And eventually what happens is these people get pulled apart. They just unravel. So it's better to go live and be yourself, and then develop that authenticity.
Yes.
I love that. I love it. I'll tell you this, Lisa. I was on a big stage last summer. People can probably guess who I'm about to say, but I'm not going to say the person. And there's this one speaker who is liked because of his strong language.
Okay.
In other words, like F word a lot, and this and that. And you know what's interesting? I saw people who followed that speaker in line that day. And it's like copy, 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 copy. And it got old. It didn't work. And then I pop up there, former pastor, and not that I've never said the F word. Oh my gosh, you know, sometimes I get real mad too. But there was me, and I was just quirky me and self-deprecating. And I think that people liked it more. Have you ever seen this with different speakers where they're less talented? Because certainly I'm not as talented as this one guy, but in their less talent, their authenticity shines through. Can you give us examples?
That's so me. That is so me. I mean, even in competing at pageants, I always would win interview. I mean, that would be my highest score. And I'd be like, I don't understand, because I knew that I wasn't college educated.
Yeah.
You know, I always felt less than. But what it was that I'm just me.
There you go.
And that's the thing. So, no, that is so true, Carrie. I mean, I've been on stages before, and, you know, we're getting, you know, like I said, back when I won Miss Ohio and I was on the Miss USA stage, I was it was awful. I was a fish out of water. There's a whole story behind that. I didn't know what the heck I was doing. I got thrust into this whole thing. And I can remember standing on stages in front of thousands of people having to speak with nobody teaching me anything, and just kind of like sinking or swimming and so uncomfortable and hating it. But you just learn to keep going. But it was always my authentic heart for whatever I was speaking about that would come through.
Yes.
And the game changer for me was in the Mrs. realm, when I learned that 50% of your score was your platform. And I'm like, okay, heck, I know exactly what I need to do now, because I had a platform and a heart for diabetes.
Yeah.
And so it was like game on.
Yeah.
And so that was, I went, competed, and kept winning because I had a true heart for what I was talking about.
Yeah.
And people could relate to that, whether or not they understood diabetes or not. And so that's a game changer. And so many people on, you know, you're on Igniting Souls or wherever, have a heart for something, but they're not able to show it the way it needs to show.
Yeah. So I love this, by the way, this is fascinating. We're talking today about how to get more engagement and influence online. The reason why we're talking about this is you can't base your future writing career, speaking career, coaching career on what the politicians are going to say with COVID. In other words, there's people right now, I heard it last night. someone just said, you know, my book's supposed to come out next week, but COVID. And I'm like, what about COVID? Like, this actually could be a bigger thing. You know that we made Igniting Souls Conference this year, instead of it being a live event, you know, about 2 months ago, we said, we're going online. Well, when we said that, now our tickets have grown beyond. So what I'm saying is, you can either be a victim mindset person that says, crud, now my book can't launch, or crud, now I can't get clients, or now I can't speak. Or you can say, oh my gosh, I'm going to learn from Lisa's tips. Engagement and influence is a 30-day fast track. So folks, just check this out. Lisa, give people a sample. What are you going to bring during this month? And I'm going to ask Erica to share the link, because literally you, Chris, Linda, me, we all got together months ago and said, with the way online is going, we need to help people build their engagement and influence. This is one of the most frequently asked questions I get. How do you build your platform? How do you build a tribe? How do you build followers? What are you going to teach in your masterclass? And by the way, folks, check this out and check out this link here. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to give 5 tips to speak with more clarity, gain confidence, and connection. And so we're going to discuss clarity on your message and how do you get that. We're going to talk about how to truly connect with your audience online, especially. We're going to talk about camera and how do you use the camera to your advantage and how to use it.
Hang on. Erica?
Yeah.
Can you block Barry Emanuel? Nothing against him or her, but we don't need any spammers here. So go ahead and block Erica. Thanks. We want to just give value today. Keep going.
Okay. So we're going to do, we're talking about the camera. Then we're going to talk about consistency. And the consistency is where you gain the confidence because of being consistent and trying to continue to hone in on your skills. And then we're going to talk about the crowd, your audience. And how do you get them to want to hear what you have to say and get excited about what you have to say? And I'm going to teach you how the important part of how to do that and connect with them. So that's what I'm going to be teaching, those 5 steps. So I'm really excited, and I'm hoping that people will really gain some valuable insight from it.
I love it. And by the way, see you, Barry.
In other words, to see what Barry was doing, but hi, Barry.
No, in other words, yeah, I blocked him. Here's the point, though. Like, let's just talk about Barry for a moment. Again, who knows who Barry is, but this is a really good example. Barry wants a message. Barry wants a platform. Barry wants to get his word out, but he's doing it in a way that doesn't work online. Right. And Lisa, what you just shared is the real way to get real followers. It's to give value. Mm-hmm. Talk about that. How do you help people get value rather than just like spamming? Because there's a lot of people today right now that are like, oh, the way I get influencers is I just spam everyone or add everyone to my email list or add everyone to a group. And we want, you know, who knows? Barry might have a good message, but it's like, I see a lot of authors doing the same thing. Like, they don't know how to do smart marketing. And as a result, they kind of get labeled as that guy or that girl, when in reality, if they just knew a few tools. So you're going to teach us this masterclass about little things. Like the other day we joked, but a lot of people, when they go live, they talk, they talk over here. And how does that break? I mean, how is that break communication? Yeah. Just talk about your little tip, because that's fantastic.
Yeah, because you want to always communicate with people. You don't communicate looking away. So the camera is the same way. You have to be sure that you're looking at least in the direction of the camera.
Yeah.
Because that's how. And you taught me this a long, long time ago, and it was very, very, very good tip. And it was speaking to one person.
Ooh, that's good.
I love that, because you have a tendency, it's even that way on stage, and I used to use that whole thought, you know, in the interview room and everything, but I never thought of it on video as well, on live. But when you told me that, I was like, okay, that's so true. Because if I feel like I'm just talking to maybe my girlfriend or somebody who I'm trying to help with what my message is, yeah, and I'm really trying to talk to her. If I just pretend that she's sitting on the other side of that camera, yeah, and I'm just talking to her, then it's so much easier than sitting here thinking, oh my gosh, who's out there watching? Am I going to screw up? I don't, yeah, know what I'm going to say, that type of thing. So that was very helpful.
So good. That is so good. Lisa, yeah, I just saw a guy go online yesterday and I got turned off in about 2 seconds, and I'll tell you why. I'll imitate him, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Hi, everyone. How are you doing today? My name is Bill. It's great to see you here. Today, I want to talk to you, you know, talk to me.
Yeah. What? Well, God love him that he went online and yeah, he's trying to do something.
Yeah. But he's reading. But he's, yeah, reading a teleprompter.
Right.
Talk about that.
I teach about teleprompters. There are, yeah, times when for some people that they're good to use. For me, if I am teaching like in a course, I, yeah, want to use some form of teleprompter to keep me on point so that, okay, I'm teaching and not veering.
So it's not the teleprompter that's the problem.
Right.
You're going to teach us if we need that tool.
If you need that tool,
you're going to teach us how to do it in a way that doesn't look like we're going, correct, like this and then like this, right?
Absolutely. Because you want to always try to be connecting to your camera or connecting in that direction. So yeah, it's harder in a thing like this where I'm talking to you because my tendency is I want to look at you here, mm-hmm, but up here is the camera. And so there's a little discrepancy, but that's okay. But if I had you over here and I'm looking at you,
right, like different. I'm over here. Yeah.
Exactly. Have you ever done that with people when you're like, hey, right here, you know, right, because it's so awkward.
It is. Yeah. It would be so awkward at Starbucks if you're sitting with someone, if, right, I'm sitting with you and I'm like, Lisa, let me tell you about this really important thing in my life. You're like, dude, you know, but
you, yeah, know what, Carrie? What? People do that. You know how people do that face-to-face?
Oh, with their phone.
Like this.
Yeah.
They do this. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And they're not paying any attention to the person.
And then how do you feel? How do we all feel? In fact, there's a term in Unhackable, my new book. I've done a bunch of research. It's called fubbing.
Okay, so fubbing.
It's phone snubbing. It's fubbing. Where someone's yeah. Oh, yeah. How many people learn the word here? But
yeah.
It's a new word that's, you know, people might have heard it before, but it's that feel where you feel offended,
yes,
you feel disconnected. And let me just ask you this question, folks. Are you going to sell anyone on planet Earth if they are emotionally upset with you?
Or disconnected.
No. So like some people are stacking the odds against themselves saying, well, why can't I sell? It might actually not be your message. In fact, your message might be on point. They might want to buy, but like Lisa's going to teach us, you're not connecting with them. And so, you know, you've been on the AAE sales team for years now, and this isn't a prop to me, but you will tell the crowd here, do people buy more after having watched my webinar than if they just read about Author Academy Elite?
Yeah, no, that's a great one, Carrie, because I've been on the sales team for what, 3 years now and love talking to people. These are amazing people.
They are amazing people.
Absolutely, and I love that they all have a dream and they all wanna do something. It's just the difference between, am I gonna take that step and have the courage to do it, or am I gonna sit back? And so, but what we always, for me, I always hear people when I ask them, so what resonated with you? Because I'm really curious is what resonated. And they always, I could just feel Carrie's authenticity. I just trust him for some reason. I don't, you know, and they get that know, like, and trust factor. They don't even know you, but they feel that through that webinar. And then when we're chatting and I'm the same way, it's like, oh my gosh, you know, and then I feel like I know you. So they get this whole thing of that we're very hands-on, which we are. That's where we're very different. And so that's, if you can sell somebody to buy and want to write a book with you through a webinar, come on.
Yeah. And
we all can.
And it works. You work. Because look at what Tina says. Lisa was who interviewed me. She is great.
Yeah.
So folks, I just want you to realize, like, these aren't, these aren't manipulation skills. These are barriers that we often don't know we're even doing. And so we just want to invite you into what's called engagement and influence. I'm going to ask Erica to share the link again. And I'm going to ask people who are part of this already. It doesn't even launch till August 1st. I know Chris is here right now, but how many of you have already jumped in this engagement and influence? It's $29 for the entire month. That's less than a dollar. Your message is far more worth than a dollar a day. You see what I'm saying?
Like, if teaching the same thing, right?
Yeah. I mean, if somebody says, you know what, I know they're going to teach me things every single day for 30 days. I know they're going to increase my engagement and influence online, but you know what? $29. I'm not going to do it. It's like, you know what? Then don't you dare ask people to buy your book for $15 or buy, you know, your coaching for $100 an hour or $500 or $5,000 an hour. Like, you have to recognize, just like I have, man, I get ripped to shreds. Jim Edwards ripped my back cover copy to shreds yesterday online publicly for all the world to hear. You can go watch the replay. And I thanked him for it. Why, great. Lisa, why do we need truth tellers? Why is it better to know what you're doing wrong than to sit there for 5 years and keep doing it? Talk to us.
Yeah. You know, I have several truth tellers in my life and I'm a truth teller to other people as well. And you need those people that you trust, that you know that they're not telling you something because out of, you know, spite or just because they're doing it for the right reasons, because they want to help you. In my book, I talk about getting I call it a positive squad, getting those people that will speak into your life in a way that maybe you don't trust everybody else to. Because when we're connecting to people that are kind of maybe in a different position than we are, then you're going to get the negative Nellies or the why are you doing this or that's stupid or whatever, where you need to connect with those people that are your truth tellers. Mm-hmm. And so for Jim, with you, we know that Jim knows his stuff because he's brilliant at what he does. Yeah. So if he's going to come to you and say, this is what you need to do, then, you know, you're going to be like, okay, because you know, he's not telling you that for any other purpose than to help you.
Yeah.
And that's
I'd rather know now than when the book comes out in 3 months and then people are secretly saying, why the heck did he write that?
Right.
Like the book, and here's what I want people to realize. The book could be amazing, but if the back cover copy loses people, they're not going to buy it. Just like as a speaker, you can have the best content in the world, but if your first 30 seconds isn't dynamic, what happens, Lisa?
As a speaker, they're going to either zone out, start looking through their phone, or even a speaker online, they're going to keep on scrolling. Yeah. I mean, you have like 7 seconds to grab somebody's attention, and it can't be, hi, my name's Lisa Mosier.
Right.
I'm really excited that you're here today. Scroll. Right. I mean, it's just it's harder.
And people have to realize the online form of communication is different. Like, people have said during the webinars, I feel like you're talking just to me.
Yeah.
I feel there's a reason why. Every few minutes, I basically say, guys, is this making sense? If this is making sense, type in the comments, got it. Like, there's all kinds of these little tricks that people think, oh, what is he doing? I'm constantly showing that I care, that I'm interested, that I want people, and then I'll say, Lori, in fact, let's just do this. Lori, congratulations, Lori. Lori says, I want to purchase this as a gift for another tribe member. That's why we have the best tribe on planet Earth. I mean, look at that. Someone saying, I want my fellow tribe member, not who I'm scared is going to outsell books.
Yes.
But I want another tribe member to grow. So here's what you do, Lori. If you want to buy this as a gift for someone, and I don't care if anyone wants to buy it as a gift, like mom, dad, brother, sister, uncle, aunt, email support@carrieoberbrunner.com and say, I think here's what you do. Actually, you enter your credit card and put in their email. That's what you do. But you can also email support@carryoverbrenner.com and ask Emily. But I really believe that you can go to the page right now, use your credit card, but enter in someone else's email so that they get the logins. And that's how you do it. This was fantastic, Lisa. What a blast. There's so many secrets. In fact, one of the secrets we're going to talk about is how to talk online to your former stuck self. There's a whole little concept around there that we're going to talk about. That's so folks, good. You can't afford to miss this. It's all of August. Every day you're going to get value. It's a private group. You have lifetime access, 4 masterclasses. It's less than going to lunch with a friend. And yet you may end up changing people's lives. Yeah. Lisa, I'm going to give you the last word today. Anything you want to tell people?
Jerry is right. This could be this month long if you engage, and you'll get influence. And that's what you need. So this could be the change of your direction in kind of sitting back and going, oh my gosh, I got this book, or I have this message. I really want to do it. I don't know how. And getting in that stuck place that we so often feel, to really pushing you out. Because I know it's the content that I'm sharing, that Carrie's sharing, that Chris McClure is sharing, which is, he's amazing with community building. Linda Alka, amazing coach, love her to death. So we have some great people in here that are going to be really filling, you know, sharing and filling you guys up with what you need to be doing so that you can in turn engage and influence with your community. So
fantastic.
I would love to be there.
All right. Well, listen, folks, you all are amazing. Thanks for being here. Seriously. I can't wait for August. I was just talking with Dean Folks, my pastor, and he's going to be bringing his entire team in here because they need to know. Listen, teachers are going to be online, a lot of them. Yeah. How do you get engagement and influence with your students? I mean, those people will benefit. Pastors will benefit. Authors, coaches, speakers, entrepreneurs. Nonprofits. So we're going to have an absolute blast. There's the link. And literally we are starting in just a couple days. We're not doing this again from everything we know. This is a one-time get in or get out, grow or die opportunity. So thanks for being here today, Lisa. Let's all give Lisa a hand. If you found value today, type in the word Lisa. And it's encouraging after to go and look at the comments and see, you know what? Sherry is rocking it. You know, Annika is crushing it. Rochelle, all the way in Scotland, is tuning in. Yeah, it's fantastic. Awesome. All right. Take care, everybody. We'll see ya.
Bye.
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 Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carryoberbrenner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.